Sinn Féin's Alicia McCallion is calling on TransLink to open a feasibility study for a regular rail link between Derry and Dublin. Now, Alicia McCallion is the Foyle MP, and a rail link between Derry and Dublin would be beneficial in order to what they describe as unlocking the economic potential of the Northwest. A direct train left Derry apparently on Sunday morning for the Pope's visit and took 3 hours and 55 minutes. 3 hours and 55 minutes. That's a considerable amount of time to be sitting in a train when you're only going between Derry and Dublin. Or maybe I'm being unfair to the train service. Let me speak to the MP for the area, Alicia McCallion. Alicia, good morning.
Good morning.
Just before we go on to that, I'm going to ask you before I ask anyone else. The store in Belfast that lost its premises yesterday, beginning with P. R-I-M-A-R-K. How do you pronounce that?
Definitely Primark.
That's same with me. It's definitely Primark. Yeah. So many people at the minute are calling it Primark. But we'll get to the bottom of that as the day goes by. Alicia, you want to see an improved rail link between Derry and Dublin. Is there any point in calling for that at the moment? Because they're about to improve the road link between Derry and Dublin. And surely that's got to be a priority.
Well, it's a welcome development, and of course the completion of the A5 is something that we all strive towards, but it's not enough. I think everyone generally accepts that there needs to be a regular route between Derry to Dublin in the rail network as well. There's been considerable talk about it over the years, but I think what needs to happen at this stage is there needs to be a strategic conversation between Belfast and Dublin to look at the viability of a service that will take people directly from the northwest to the capital of the island. Again, over the past number of days, I spoke to many people, all of which are in support of this. And as I say, it has obvious benefits, not least the economic benefits of connecting both cities.
I'm just looking at what TransLink are basically saying, and they're reminding us that they run an hourly train service from Derry to Belfast, from where customers can board the Enterprise to Dublin. And they say any change to cross-border timetable would require significant alterations to Irish Rail Northern Corridor timetable, which is currently heavily congested. And TransLink and Éireann Éireann have published a strategic development plan for the Belfast to Dublin corridor. The emphasis seems to very much be on Belfast to Dublin as opposed to seeing some sort of diagonal line from Derry to Dublin.
Well, I'm under no illusion. It will need huge financial investment in order to see this through. But that doesn't mean that it shouldn't happen. At a time when people are talking about a £15 billion bridge between the north and Scotland, I and certainly most of the people that I've been speaking to over the past number of days believe that if there was that type of investment, that it would be much better placed connecting Derry to Dublin. There is no doubt that it is a big piece of work, but we need to start somewhere, and I believe that we need to start now and looking at this as a real life option. The Irish government under Project 2040 have already identified the Northwest City region, with Derry included in that, as a strategic priority for infrastructure in the future. So what we now need to see is those words coming into action, and I'm calling on the government in the South and indeed Belfast to look at the viability of making this become a reality.
Which do you think your great-great-grandchildren or my great-great-grandchildren would thank us most for? A bridge to Scotland or a train to Dublin?
A train to Dublin.
Serious? Derry's not the outback. It's handy enough to get to Dublin. We can't get to Scotland without catching a ship or a plane.
With respect, Frank, if you speak to anyone in Derry or indeed the Northwest, they'll tell you one of the biggest problems that we have is lack of infrastructure, decent, good infrastructure. And whilst we've come a long way and we now have the A6 coming to play, and hopefully in the next number of months we'll see the beginning of the A5, it's still not enough. There is a serious lack of infrastructure in the Northwest, and it's something that needs to be dealt with, not just for the people of the Northwest, but for the island as a whole. We don't have an adequate rail network. In fact, some would argue we don't actually have a rail network at all across the island. We did 100 years ago, but today, in a modern day society, what we have in place of a proper network between the major cities in this island is a lot less than adequate. So it's something that needs to be done. I'm asking the Irish government and the civil servants here in the north to begin looking at this. And I don't think we should look solely at TransLink to develop this. Whilst obviously they play an important role, I think we need to be looking outside of the box and looking at this in a strategic way across the island. There is obviously potential for this under the North-South Ministerial Council. It's one of the areas of cooperation. And I think it's something that we need to be looking at to begin all of the propriety work now, so that in the years ahead, the people of the Northwest will be served by an adequate rail service to the capital of the island.
It is interesting that you say you're going to hope that the Irish government liaise with the civil servants here in the north. Boy, if we had a government here in Northern Ireland, it would fairly help, wouldn't it?
Of course it would. Of course it would. And ultimately, we're under no illusion it would need ministerial approval. But in the absence of the executive at this particular point in time, it doesn't mean that we can't begin the work. Ideally, of course, we would prefer ministers to be in place making these decisions. But in the absence of it, I believe that we can still begin the work. And hopefully, at some stage, we'll be back in a fully functioning executive, one that serves all of the people of the north.
And of course, Arlene clearly blaming you guys yesterday.
And of course she will. But I think in terms of the history of what has happened over the past 18 months, the people of the north know too well what has happened. Everyone accepts and knows there was a deal on the table in February to which the DUP walked away. That was very much regrettable. But we are still of the opinion that we need to get back into a functioning executive. But it needs to be an executive that serves all of the people of the North. It needs to be an executive that is built upon the principles of the Good Friday Agreement. It needs to be an executive that respects all of the citizens of the North. And we will be fighting day and daily to ensure that we have that sometime in the near future. So okay. That these types of decisions can be made.
Okay, we had this argument yesterday on the programme with John O'Dowd and Simon Hamilton. Aoláthair McCallion, be interesting to see if there is traction, if you excuse the pun, for an improved train service from Derry to Dublin. And I'll also throw it out to the listeners. Which would you prefer? Really good train service, Derry to Dublin, or a bridge across to Scotland? Aoláthair, thanks for your time. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
That's the Sinn Féin MP, Aoláthair McCallion. Right, TransLink, as I mentioned, have told us that they are working on a variety of projects, but the emphasis is very much on the line between Belfast and Dublin. Belfast and Dublin. And it'll take an hour to go from Derry to Belfast. You catch the train, the Enterprise, then to Dublin. How does that play with you? I have to say, I'm someone who isn't a regular train user, and I would like your guidance on it. Are you with the MP for Foyle there, or indeed are you with TransLink on it? Do let us know. 0289033105. And the MP for Foyle is Primark. I'm Primark. Some of you are Primark. I'm not sure why. Are you posh? Let me speak to Bill. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. And first of all, congratulations. You got that weather forecast bang on.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Our forecasting expertise is absolutely shining through at the moment, but I pass the praise to the Met Office, who've been on the money for at least the last 3 weeks. But go ahead, Bill.
Frank, the Primark, what is it? Let the people remember the ad that they had on TV a few years ago. So the company's own ad used a wee jingle, and it was sung. I'm not going to sing it to you, but the lyrics were, Primark, have a whole lot of things for Christmas, have a whole lot of things for you and you and you. So the company themselves call themselves Primark. and your newscaster, I think, was calling it Primark, or sorry, Primark, which was a bit irritating to those of us who know it's Primark.
Yeah, but this is the point, you see. We're very skilled, very intelligent, very articulate newscasters who are seasoned journalists. And over the last couple of days, both of them, I noticed Robert yesterday and indeed Aideen today, both calling it Primark. And Charlene on ITV News last night was calling it Primark.
Yeah, I can get that obviously from the syntax of the word itself, you know, or the semantics of the word. It could be Primark, effectively, you know. It depends which aspect of grammar you want to apply to it. But the company themselves, and this is the point I'm making, they call themselves Primark.
That's a good enough reason to call them Primark then, if that's their name. Bill, thank you very much indeed. The little jingle, we'll try and find that. See if we can get it. I'm not sure if it's still about the house or not. Right, 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. A bridge to Scotland is more likely than a government getting up and running, says Mark, listening to the programme. Mark, good morning to you. Michael has a point that he wants to make about the difference between spending money on a bridge to Scotland or a proper rail service between Derry and Dublin. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, go ahead, Michael. Hello? Go ahead. You phoned me. Yes, you've a point to make. Frank, go ahead, my boy. Go ahead.
Do you see, before you get a line between Derry and Dublin, they need to actually work on the lines that they have already, because it's actually crap, the lines that they have. And you also mentioned there, it takes you an hour to come from Derry to Belfast. I have been on that train, and I can tell you, it is at least twice out there to get from Derry to Belfast on the train.
Well, let me see. Hold on now, because I've never been on it. I'm an ignoramus when it comes to all of this, because I've only ever been on the train when the lovely people at TransLink invited me to spend some time on the train. Apart from that, I was on the Enterprise once to Dublin, so I'm not very well positioned to talk about this. I would say, however, on those two occasions, I found it a very pleasant experience. But let me see what TransLink are saying here. We run a gnarly train service from Derry to Londonderry. Now, oh, that's that old gobbledygook. Not from Derry to Londonderry. That's that old nonsense where they call it both things. I'm just going to call it Derry. We run an hourly train service from Derry to Belfast, from where our customers can board the Enterprise to Dublin. Any change? You know something. Michael, I misled people with that. A gnarly train service, when I read that, it just flashed across my screen as a statement. A gnarly train service doesn't mean that the journey lasts an hour. They run it every hour. So you can go at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock or whatever, but the actual journey could last longer than that. How long does it take?
It can take, now we have been on it, and sometimes it took near enough 3 hours, but it's usually near enough 2 hours, as you were right. The train service is every hour from Belfast to Derry and vice versa. But it's a comfortable enough journey, but you see, when you're stopped at every hole in the hedge and waiting on another train passing before you can move, it's not pleasant.
Oh, that would drive you nuts. You need a car. If you go from Derry to Dublin in a car, you could do it in 2 hours easily.
Yes, no, not with the roads that there are now, it's no problem to do that. But I wouldn't like to be doing them people that went to see the Pope on Sunday or whatever day it was. I don't know how they managed to do it in just 3 hours, 55 minutes, because it takes a long while to get from Derry to Belfast, and then you have to board the Dublin train to get from Belfast to Dublin.
Yeah, but it was a direct train. It left Derry and it must have gone straight down the line to Belfast, straight down the line to Dublin.
Well, I don't know, Frank. I wasn't on it, but I don't like that Derry line at all. They have improved it immensely now. It's not as rattly or as juggly-chuggly, but it is an immense improvement. But this pulling into every side to let another train past, and it always seems to be the Derry-Belfast train that has to wait.
All right. Listen, Alicia McCallion, the Foyle MP, may have a very good point there if she's arguing for a much better train service from Derry down to Dublin. If it takes that long, that would drive you nuts.